Good afternoon. So I'll be presenting on a study that we did to get associations of daily pediatric asthma, emergency department visits with air pollution in Newark, New Jersey. And we utilized two study designs, the time series and case crossover. So just some background. Among children, 14% of them have a history of asthma, and 9% of them have current asthma. So it's one of the most common chronic diseases amongst children. Pediatric emergency department visits and hospitalizations have been associated with ozone and or PM2.5, a fine particulate matter. Essex County, New Jersey includes Newark. Newark, New Jersey is the largest city in New Jersey and also has the largest number of children living with asthma. It's predominantly black race, has high poverty and low graduation rates. All of these have also been shown to be associated with an increased risk in emergency department pediatric asthma. So this is just a map of the study location that we chose. So we included 11 zip codes, I think, for Newark as well as four additional others that are socioeconomically similar based off of our knowledge of the area. The study period we used was for the years 2004 to 2007, and we were interested only in the warm season, so we restricted to April 1st through September 30th. Our study population was primary diagnoses of asthma amongst those aged 3 to 17 years, and then included Newark, New Jersey, and those surrounding zip codes. We explored lagged effects, and we also did a dose response analysis. So as I had mentioned, we used two study designs to determine these associations. First, a time series. To do the time series, the cases were summed into daily counts over the study period. We used Poisson generalized linear models. We used cubic splines for time with knots at 21 days to control for long-term seasonal patterns. We also controlled for temperature, four types of pollen, year, day of week, holiday, and a school in session indicator in our models. For the case crossover, we really were hoping to just develop estimates that we could compare across the two study designs. In the case crossover, each case is matched to themselves in time. We did a time stratified bidirectional control sampling. We used conditional logistic regression, and we controlled for temperature, pollen, holiday, and a school in session indicator as well. So for our exposure assessment, this diagram shows on day 41, or the day with the number 41, in blue that says case is ozone value of 41, and then each case, this is for a case crossover, we would match them in time to themselves, and we would include a control day, exactly control one the week before, and a control two the week after the case day. And each of these are associated with an ozone value. And then, in order to look at lagged effects, in order to look at lagged effects, because sometimes the day preceding the actual emergency department visit is most clinically relevant, we actually examined ozone levels the day preceding the actual emergency department event. So just briefly, our results for same day ozone value, so on the day of the emergency visit, that ozone value, in both the time series and case crossover study designs were statistically significantly associated with increases in emergency department visits amongst children. For both of these study designs, we see a risk ratio of 1.08 for the time series and 1.10 odds ratio for case crossover. These are pretty much the same. So we've found similar findings for both study designs. For one-day lag and a three-day average lag ozone, we found similar associations for both study designs as well. And for both study designs, PM2.5 was not associated in either. We also performed a dose response analysis in which we compared the bottom fifth percentile with each increasing fifth percentile up to the 90th. So on the top, we have the time series dose response, and on the bottom, we have the case crossover. And we, I'm sorry.
I was just thanking you.
Thank you. And then and for both study designs, we also started to see around the 75th and 80th percentiles an increase in risk, and this is associated with about 50 to 55 parts per billion of ozone. The EPA has recently just proposed that we actually lower our ozone level down to below, I believe it was 75 down lower. So we were excited to see this result and our findings support the policy changes. So in conclusion, ozone is positively associated in Newark, New Jersey, but PM2.5 was not. Both the time series results and the case crossover results were very comparable. And both of these are valid tools to study local air pollution effects in our communities. And I would just also like to thank the following four people. There was a lot of data involved. And so we had air pollution data, pollen data, temperature data. So we got involved a lot of different people and input and stuff. So I'd like to thank all of them. And thank you.